I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Today, I am pleased to feature two Rhode Islanders whose paths crossed by happenstance years ago and who've forged a remarkable relationship. Rami Morrell spent his early years in the Dominican Republic, grew up in Providence, and now attends Rhode Island College. Thomas Verdi is a 30-year veteran of the Providence Police Department, which he currently serves as deputy chief and commander. Rami, how did your family find its way to Providence?
I was actually born here, and then we went back, my family and I went back to the Dominican Republic, and then I came at age 7.
And how did you meet Deputy Chief Verdi?
So when I was 13 years old, I was practicing with my team, Providence Sport and Leadership, and Major Verdi came by and was watching me field some ground ball with my friend Jeremy Pena. And ever since that, he's been around, he's been my mentor, he's been a great guy for me.
Tom, you've spent decades patrolling the streets of Providence and getting to know its residents up close and personal, sometimes under very pleasant circumstances and sometimes under remarkably traumatic circumstances. What was it about Rami that caught your eye?
It's actually a pretty remarkable story, I think. I sit on the board of directors for Providence Sports Leadership. And the mission is to teach leadership through both academics and athletics. So it was a practice that day, right in the heart of South Providence, which is the poorest of the poor in Providence. So we're running the practice, and I see this little, he was the smallest kid at shortstop, big smile on his face, and he was probably the most athletic. I have a passion for baseball. You know my son's story.
His son was an unbelievable shortstop. Everybody knows him. He went to UConn. He also got drafted with the Seattle Mariners. He was always good, very fast, very strong arm, smooth hands.
I work with the infielders, and he comes up to me. I start a conversation with him. And he says, I want to be just like your son. I'll never forget it. I said, where is your father? And he responds, my father's in the Dominican Republic. And then he told me the story. You know, he's the youngest of three, lives with his mom. And that's how it all began. He's 20 now. He was 13 then. He's basically become part of the family. He's our fifth child.
The two of you come from very different worlds. Has made this relationship work for the two of you?
We both love playing sport. We both like helping other people. I don't know. I like being around him. He's a good guy to have around. He gives me the right ideas. Sometimes I do boneheaded moves, don't have the right stuff. He always helps me, gives me the support that I need.
And Tom, from your perspective, what has made this relationship possible, given the different paths you've traveled in your respective lives?
He, and it's not just him. This applies. I am such an advocate for mentoring, especially in the inner city. Those that come from poverty, the inner city, that have a mentor in their life, and those that don't, truly transformational. He's the only one in his family, including his extended family, to go to a 4-year university. He's a sophomore, and he's doing exceptionally well, 3.2 or 3.3 GPA.
Rami, what do you think your life might have been like had you not met?
I don't know. It would have been different, probably. I don't know. Where I come from is very hard to stay positive and stay motivated.
I'd like to thank Rami Morrell, Rhode Island College sophomore, and Providence Police Department Deputy Chief and Commander Tom Verdi for joining us today and sharing your sentiments, which are very profound. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.